in the limelight.
As the U.S. birth rate is falling and a labor shortage is worsening, President Donald Trump's crackdown on immigrants could make the situation worse for businesses. Donald Trump and others who favor tighter immigration controls say low-skilled migrant workers compete for American jobs and drive down wages for all workers. But a growing body of research suggests the contrary, that removing immigrant workers can be destructive, resulting in lost jobs, lower wages, cancelled investments, and less affordable services, even for the American public. According to Pew Research Center, about 7.6 million unauthorized migrants work in the United States, amounting to 4.6% of the total labor force, and the share is shrinking even as demand for workers is strong. Here we present you an interesting article written by staff writers of Egypt Independent website under the heading, Economists Say Immigration Clampdown May Threaten Americans' Jobs and Wages. Stay with us for more. The 20-year-old San Diego bakery, Compain Rustic Breads and Cafe, went out of business this month after an audit by U.S. authorities found immigrants working there illegally. In April, a small Nebraska town lost a potato processing plant and the local revenue it generated in the wake of an immigration raid on its facilities. A restaurant in New York appears to have suffered similar fate in August of last year. Farmers say they are planting less, turning to automation, eliminating some crops, leaving them to rot in the fields or contemplating selling out of the business altogether, all because they cannot find enough immigrant labor. As the U.S. birth rate is falling and a labor shortage is worsening, President Donald Trump's crackdown on immigrants could make the situation even worse for businesses like these. Trump and others who favor tighter immigration controls say low-skilled migrant workers compete for American jobs and drive down wages for all workers. But a growing body of research suggests the contrary, that removing immigrant workers can be destructive, resulting in lost jobs, lower wages, cancelled investments, and less affordable services for the American public. According to the Pew Research Center, about 7.6 million unauthorized migrants work in the United States already, amounting to 4.6% of the total labor force. And the share is shrinking even as demand for workers is strong. Immigrants staff major industries like food processing, farming and hotels, as well as small businesses such as restaurants and building contractors, and provide sought-after services such as childcare and domestic cleaning. In 2016, an analysis by the National Academy of Sciences found there was little evidence that immigrants affected overall employment for the native-born. Julie Hotchkiss, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, Georgia, sifted through employer and wage records from the state of Georgia and found firms that hire unauthorized workers actually pay their legally authorized workers higher wages and stay in business longer. Stipulating that her views are her own, she told Agence France-Presse, "Paper after paper, I see a net positive impact from the presence of these immigrant workers." According to research published in December by economists at the Universities of Colorado and California, employment for U.S. citizens actually fell by 0.7% in communities where authorities deported 500,000 mainly Hispanic immigrants between 2008 and 2015. They said low-skilled immigrants often complement the skills of higher-skilled native-born and legally authorized workers, allowing businesses to thrive and employ more workers overall. English-speaking restaurant host, for example, will lose her job if immigrant cooks and dishwashers flee and the restaurant closes. A high-skilled construction contractor may be unable to complete a job without the low-skilled immigrant labor needed for preliminary demolition work. Randy Capps, research director at the Migration Policy Institute, told Agence France-Presse in Mexico, an aging population and falling birth rates, among other factors, mean the U.S. neighbor to the south, Mexico, is no longer the largest source of migrants to the United States. He instead says new arrivals now come in large part from a smaller flow of Central Americans and include many asylum-seeking children and grandparents who are not of working age. Randy Capps said, "We're not getting nearly the same labor supply from unauthorized migration that we got before the recession. These changes in the migrant labor supply may be showing up in economic data. For example, according to the U.S. Labor Department figures, since 2018, the cost of gardening and lawn care, a service frequently performed by migrants, has risen between 3 and 5 times as fast as overall consumer inflation." U.S. employers frequently argue that Americans will not do some jobs that migrants are prepared to do, like picking crabs or slaughtering animals in food processing plants. In August, Americans rushed to fill a newly opened position at a Mississippi chicken processing plant after one of the largest ever federal immigration raids ensnared hundreds of Hispanic migrants. But it was unclear if there were enough applicants to fill all the newly vacant positions, or how long the replacements would stick to their grueling new jobs. Stephen Camarota, a policy researcher at the Hardline Center for Immigration Studies, whose work has been cited by the White House, told Agence France-Presse that migrant workers compete for jobs with low-skilled American laborers, especially those without high school diplomas. He said, "How is it helpful to bring in more immigrant workers if we all agree that we're trying to make work pay, if we're trying to bring some of these folks back into the labor market?"